Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show. Turn up your mind.
Are you aware that the Affordable Care Act made discrimination against pre-existing conditions against the law?
Yes.
Do you agree that the Texas Affordable Care Act ruling, if affirmed by the Supreme Court, would eliminate the law in its entirety, which would necessarily include eliminating protections for pre-existing conditions?
Yes, and the president's made clear that he supports protection of pre-existing conditions.
How?
But pursuing this case would remove them.
Is that a reason? Is that a reason to take a legal position?
Oh my God!
I don't know. I hear members of the committee basically saying, you know, you've taken this legal position that can have bad consequences, bad policy consequences.
Yes.
But as you know, as an attorney general, you take positions based on the law and you litigate them in court and the court makes the decision.
They already have.
That is true.
So if this was such a hokey position to take, what are you worried about?
Oh, my God.
What am I worried about?
Yeah. You're acting like the sky is.
You say
that the administration's position is hokey and then you say the sky
is. I didn't say that. Those are your words, sir.
So if it's not hokey, then
what am I worried about?
God.
I'm worried about millions of Americans. I'm not in charge of health care. I litigate on behalf of the United States.
I'll try not to interrupt you. I would expect the same. What I'm worried about are the people I work for, the American people, and the people you work for, sir. And it's our duty around here to look out for their best interests as public servants. And that's what I'm worried about.
We're very worried about them. And the president's made clear that he wants a strong health care legislation, and he wants to protect pre-existing conditions in the event that the court accepts the legal arguments that we've presented.
Worries about it so much so that you're pursuing a case that would take it away from them.
Well,
the irony of that is rich.
Well, as I say,
I yield my time. Thank you.
That was it? I mean, we need somebody to fight for us a little harder than that, Charlie Crist, a little bit harder than that. The Supreme Court has ruled two times before that the ACA, Obamacare, is constitutional. And you have an attorney general who sits there and says, well, I got to take a legal position. And, I'm worried about the American people, too. But, you know, the president made clear that he wants to protect. Where is his plan? You don't have a replacement plan. All this president has been doing is trying to repeal that law because he said he wanted to. That's the only reason that we've ever been given for why not repair the risk corridor payments, why not restore those? Why not restore the individual mandate so that people in this country have to pay a little bit of freight if they choose not to carry health insurance so that when they show up at the emergency room and I have to pay for them, they've already paid. I mean, what is $600 a year? They're going to go to the emergency room. You can't even go to the emergency room and have a bone set for less than a few thousand dollars. $600 a year, that's a bargain. And they repeal the individual mandate. This is such a smarmy attorney general. I in my whole life, I never saw anybody. What are you worried about? I took a legal position. The president's very concerned about, where is the president's health care plan? Where is the president's plan for border security? He is out of ideas. The only idea that the president has for border security is to kill people now, to warehouse babies. Oh, my God. The Department of Homeland Security does not have a secretary. It doesn't have a deputy secretary. It's missing two undersecretaries. It's missing a Secret Service director. We don't have a FEMA director. We don't have a FEMA director. It's almost summertime. We don't have an ICE director, which, some of these things don't bother me so much. We don't have a general counsel at the Department of Homeland Security. We don't have a citizenship and immigration services director at Homeland Security. There's no inspector general. Now, that position really scares me that there isn't one, because the inspector general makes sure that the laws are faithfully executed inside the Department of Homeland Security, and we don't have one. We don't have an IG at the Department of Homeland Security. We don't have a chief financial officer at the Department of Homeland Security. We don't have a chief privacy officer at the Department of Homeland Security. And now he's going to take the Customs and Border Protection Commissioner and somehow violate the Vacancies Act and put this guy like it's like Prince Salman. You know, just skip over the order of succession, except ours is a law. And theirs is, you know, some sort of blood thing in Saudi. This whole country is being dismantled. All oversight is being hobbled. The ACA is about to be dismantled. Healthcare is about to go away. Why? Because the more chaos he causes, the happier he is with his chances to anoint himself. And God forbid something happens. You know, he's counting on something. Because you think the Bush experience is lost on him? Bush did this unitary executive thing, and he did this unitary executive thing by attacking an unarmed nation called Iraq and getting this whole country to rally around the wartime president. That is not lost on Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump only cares about Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump only cares about what his version of winning looks like, and that means his family. That means he wins, not you win. David on Long Island.
Hey, gorgeous. Hi. I just want to say two stupid things. Shame on the media for not confronting him when they question him about what he said today on the news. Why don't they confront him? Does that make any sense to you? I would say, how are you lying to me?
You mean saying that Obama started?
Yes. I apologize. I'm getting a little emotional right now.
No, it's okay. I just want everybody to remember Jeff Sessions gave a little speech at the water's edge there. Remember, and he said he was implementing this family separation policy as a deterrent. Okay.
Yes.
So if Jeff Sessions said that he was implementing, that means it didn't exist before, that he was inventing and implementing. So it didn't exist before. So, you know, obviously everybody knows Trump lied. You know, the base of the Cult 45, the MAGA, they love that he lies. They love
it. Why don't the media just press him right there and lie?
Because we all know he lies, okay? And two-thirds...
But the assholes are my parents.
And two-thirds of us despise him because he lies, and one-third of them cheer because he lies, because they want this country taken apart.
I don't get it, my dear. I love you.
Well, I'll tell you what's sad. What's really sad is we don't deserve what we're about to go through, and we are about to go through it. That's the truth. But what's not even sadder, but what's very sad for the people who still support him is they're going to go through it too. And those people are the worst situated. Those are people who really cannot afford to go through what we're about to go through. Some of us will make it through, just like some of us made it through the crash of 2008 and others of us didn't. And the people that hadn't made it through the 2008 depression, they're the Trump voters. And now what little they have is about to be stolen from them. Go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.